Volume 34, number 12 of the Friend magazine, for December 2004, a children's magazine published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Copyright 2004 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Friends by mail. Prayer in the woods. A few winters ago, my sister Mallory and I went across the street into the woods to find a Christmas tree. Later, the whole family would return to cut it down, and we would decorate it in family home evening. After a little while, we finally found a good tree. We were heading back to the house to tell my dad, when we realized that we couldn't recognize anything. It was getting dark, and that made me a little queasy, because in our area, coyotes come out at night. I told Mallory I thought we should say a prayer, and she agreed. We stopped and asked Heavenly Father to help us get safely home before it became too dark. After our prayer, we started walking again. Only minutes later, we saw a light and began running toward it. Soon we came to a clearing and saw our house. Later that night, when I was snuggled in my bed, I said an extra prayer in my heart, thanking Heavenly Father for our safe return home and for the power of prayer. Maddie Muse, age 10, Gladewater, Texas. The friend is my friend. A few months ago, I fell and cut myself. My mom and dad decided I needed to go to the doctor and get stitches. I was really scared and did not want to go, because I knew the doctor was going to give me a shot. Before we went to the doctor's office, my dad gave me a blessing. The Holy Ghost comforted us and whispered to us that we should bring the friend to read while we were waiting. When we got to the doctor's office, I was scared. I didn't want to get stitches. I was crying a little bit. While the nurse was getting the doctor, I started to read from the friend. It made me feel a lot better. I got 6 stitches, and it hurt a little, but I wasn't scared anymore. I'm grateful that we listened to the Holy Ghost and took the friend with us. I know that the friend is my friend. Tanner Allred, age 7, with help from his family, Las Vegas, Nevada. I was forgiven. One day at church, I wasn't being good. When I came home, I felt really bad. So I went into my closet and shut the door. I knelt down and asked Heavenly Father to forgive me. I felt better after I prayed, and I knew I was forgiven. I know Heavenly Father hears and answers our prayers. I know He will forgive us if we repent. Sidney Miller, age 10, Nampa, Idaho. End of Friends by Mail.